beyond the green and into the grace. Sharing my life with you, yours truly, Hyphenated Grace. As I have been repeating often, I am an older adult, a woman who grew up in the pre-mobile times, growing up with books and board games, playing badminton with my father in the evenings, listening to him having heated debates with his friends in the open courtyard at night, while I watched the stars and fell asleep on his lap. Simpler times, easier to maneuver, as the world was still kinder to children. A memory that I have of those times is that of a huge cashew tree in my backyard. Cashew trees look like huge mushrooms. Its canopy hangs low like a mushroom, with green leaves and low-lying branches. During the summer vacation, it is the perfect hiding spot for kids like me. I loved to hide from everyone, and this cashew tree was my palace. It would have plenty of cashew apples in various stages of ripeness. Raw ones bitter and ripe ones sweet and enticing. The fruits left stains on clothes, and older women in the family were not happy with his rendezvous with the tree. The low branches were also perfect to hang on and swing slightly. They were kid-friendly in every way, and I used to sit on the branches and read my books. This went on till lunchtime, when I would leave its comfort reluctantly and get inside the house. This was a routine throughout my vacations, and I stopped it only when I grew up and began to look outside for friendships and companionship. The tree was only one among the many trees I grew up with. There were mulberry trees too, sweet mulberries that stained my clothes, and sour green ones that were tasty too. Another tree that I remember distinctly is the gooseberry tree. It was not the big gooseberries, but the small green ones which were slightly sour and tasted heavenly when eaten with salt. These small berries had to be dipped in salt and eaten. Elders in the family ate them after making pickles out of them with salt and chilies. I always thought pickles were a sad replacement. They never did justice to those berries and fruits. Their natural, tangent flavors were destroyed when chilies and other seasonings were added to them. I thought the older people in the family were cowards. They didn't have the courage to feel the sourness, the bitterness, the tanginess, the varied flavors that were hidden in these fruits. Only kids were brave enough to experiment and to be open to new experiences. What are your memories of childhood? As a child, were you an outdoor person? Did you dream about an imaginary world where you had the power to decide the fate of others? Or did you drown yourself in the mediated world?